Welcome to the Vidhi's Jukebox Podcast. This is an educational entertainment show about the culture of music and movies in India, along with some exclusive celebrity interviews. Please remember to subscribe or follow my podcast for regular updates on all future episodes. The first episode of my podcast is an exclusive interview with playback singer KK, who unfortunately passed away on May 31st, 2022, of a sudden cardiac arrest after performing at a venue in Kolkata. Krishna Kumar Kunnat was popularly known by his initials KK. He was born and raised in Delhi and grew up with heavy classic rock influences. He was always interested in music and began his career singing for ad jingles. He sang almost 3,500 jingles, after which his foray into playback singing happened with the song Kalluri Sale and Hello Doctor for the film Kadal Desam, which was composed by A.R. Rahman. It was in fact his debut album Pal, released in the year 1999 during the indie pop movement of India, that KK became extremely famous. His songs Yaro, Aapki Dua, Pyar Ke Pal were extremely popular from that album. In the same year, he made his debut into Bollywood playback singing with the song Tadap Tadap Ke from the film Hum Dil De Chuke Sanam. This became a turning point in his career, and thereafter he sang a lot of popular songs in Bollywood. Songs such as Kya Mujhe Pyar Hai, Ajab Si, Khuda Jaane, Avarapan, Tu Jo Mila, and many more. In the year 2019, I interviewed KK over the phone for an article that I was commissioned to write for NCPA, the National Center for the Performing Arts, a venue in Mumbai. It was a piece on the general overview of playback singing as an art form, the nuances, the challenges, and the inputs that a playback singer brings into the form. And typically, for articles like these that do not focus on any one singer or do not have a performance attached to it, it's uncommon for celebrities to give you time for the interview because they are extremely busy and have lots of work and performance commitments. But KK spoke to me for about 30 minutes, being extremely generous with his time and really sweet, open, warm with his answers. This is an interview that I will always cherish. It breaks my heart to share this interview in these circumstances after KK has passed. But KK's is a voice that will live forever.
Aapki dua dil haar gaya, uske roop ne bhi vaar kiya. Kaam ka tha bekaar hua, kya karun? Hi, this is KK and you're listening to me on Vidhi's Bollywood Jukebox. Hello. Yeah, hi.
Hi, sir. This is Vidhi. My name is Vidhi.
Hi, Vidhi. How are you doing?
Good. What would you like to be addressed as for the rest of the interview?
Just call me KK. Yeah?
Okay. That's sweet. Thank you.
Cool.
So, you just returned from a long tour. You must be getting jet lagged.
Even now, I'm not being able to sleep. I got up at 3 in the morning and then I've been up.
Oh man, tell me about it.
It's crazy.
I live in the US for half the year, so I deal with
that.
Yeah.
Are you right on the US or are you back here?
I am back in Mumbai, so I'm dealing with exactly what you are going through.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's crazy, no?
It is. And I mean, I don't think people who don't travel don't get how bad jet lag is. And when you say
my wife traveled with me and she's absolutely fine. She slept and I said, boss, please wake up. I can't sit. I can't try to sleep. You know, And the worst thing is trying to sleep when you can't. So where, which part of the US do you live in?
Vermont.
All right, that's a lovely place. Yeah.
It is, yeah. It's beautiful.
It's colder than the rest of the...
It is. It's extremely cold, right? So we try to escape winters. My husband is a Hindustani classical musician, so he comes to India for his riyaz.
Does he sing or does he play?
He plays the Indian slide guitar, which is
Indian
also...
Indian slide guitar. Yeah, right. That's interesting. Yeah. All right. Yeah. What's his name,
His name is Joel. He calls himself Joel Veena.
Joe Veena?
Yeah.
All right. I'll look up and give my say hi to him for my
That's so sweet. Thank you. I will do that.
Do you also have any musical background?
I don't, but I have my own radio show in Vermont.
They like the music? They like the stuff?
They like it a lot. They call me on my show and they're like, this track is really nice and I really liked your... Wow. I did an indie pop music special and I played your songs. Everyone loved it.
Oh wow, that's great. Thanks. That sounds so good. I like to have local people appreciate your music. I mean, see, at the end of the day, it's not like we speak a different musical language.
Exactly.
The musical language is the same. It's just that maybe the language perhaps they don't understand, but melody is the same.
So to tell you briefly, this article that I'm writing about is on playback singing. And it's about the playback singer's perspective and what kind of inputs a playback singer has for recording a song or when you're first presented with a song. So, how does a playback singer interpret a song when you're first presented with it?
Well, Vidhi, this has been a long time now. I've been singing playback for over 23 years. And... I have grown as a singer, as a performer, as a playback singer, if you want to say, over the last 23 years. When I first started recording, it was, you're still trying to figure out. You're just getting into deep water and you're just trying to figure out your own balance, But now, after 23 years, you find your own space and you know what you're all about. Initially, it used to be different, You used to be more directed by the music director.
Okay.
Even though... even now it happens, but what I'm trying to say is you're still trying to establish some kind of a credibility for yourself as a singer. So you go with what the actual need of the song is, which is true even now, but what I'm trying to say is over the years when you become a little more experienced as to how to deliver, what the lyrics are all about or what the situation is, you have experience now. 23 years of experience is a long time. And before that, actually, before I started singing for films, I used to do a lot of jingles. I started in 1985. So I thought I was pretty good at understanding the emotions, the emotional quotient to a song. That kind of helped me when I got into playback singing. Even at the outset, I would be looking at feeling a song rather than just singing it. So as to say, I would understand the lyrical context and understand where the song is coming and what... Sometimes the song is just a song, entertainment factor. But sometimes it's not. It's like, for example, a song like Avarapan.
Right.
Yeah, like Avarapan in Jism One. That's a very, very, it's a very, not a dark song, but very desolate.
Yeah.
It has a very, very haunting, very desolate, if I would say, it's about a broken man and I can imagine a white landscape and you're by yourself. So you draw your own imagery. You have to kind of feel that desolation inside you, otherwise you can't sing a song like that. So so what I'm trying to say here is basically you enact a song like an actor does his you enact a song inside yourself. It's not like I'm trying to do it out there in the mic. I'm trying to physically do anything. It's all inside. It's deep inside,
right?
So that I think has helped me grow as a singer. And now when I sing a song, people call me saying, "Aap ko humne bulaya, aap KK hai." So we want the KK feel. Now, I don't know what they mean by that, honestly.
Right.
So, they just tell me, no, aap, jaise aap har gaane ko mehsoos karte, the way you emote, the way you feel a song, it's something special. So, we want that from you. Now, for me, I think a song, if the lyrics are right in front of you and you hear a melody, it's like a clear landscape, So, you just have to just go in that landscape and find your space in it. Yeah.
Wow. So, are
it's always been like that.
Are you always presented with the scene situation or does the song stand independently?
Yeah, a lot of times scene may be, like they'll give you a basic ideas
idea
what's
in the
happening.
script. Okay.
It's not like some major discussion as to
Okay.
what the film is. Not always.
Not
Sometimes a director
acha.
would like to discuss it.
Okay.
Sometimes they'll say this is a song, and it's self-explanatory if you think about it. If you hear the
Acha.
lyrics of a song. In 5 minutes, you understand what the song is all about. So while I'm writing it down, I don't take a ready script. I always write down the lyrics myself because
Okay.
that way I kind of form an attachment to the lyrics myself. I write it down in Hindi because if they give it to me in English, then it's a little anglicized. You start looking at it and you start singing it differently. Because I used to do a lot of rock in my early days in college, so I don't want that English to seep into a
Correct.
Hindi song unless it's a song which requires, like for example, Alvida or O Mama from Saath Khun Maaf Kar genre. Otherwise, I kind of stick to the Hindi thing, which is what a Hindi listener would want, unless a song demands otherwise. So when I get the lyrics, I write it down and I'm hearing the song which is playing in the backdrop. And we might be chatting with the music director, friends and all. We'll be sitting and chatting, but I'm a little cued on into that. So two, three times I hear the song and with the lyrics, I've already got it into my system. It doesn't
Okay.
take more than that. Yeah. And then you kind of just let it simmer inside you, if I was to say that. Let it go inside and then let it be there for a bit and you react. That's it. That's all I do.
I was watching this interview of you with Radio City where you mentioned how Pritam Da requested you to record "Tu Jo Mila" when you were overseas, and he just said, "Tu tere hisab se kar le yaar." So define for me what is tere hisab se, and at that point, as a playback singer, what did you ensure to get a great song recording?
Okay, now I was on a holiday with my family in Sydney. This was in Blue Mountains, okay, a few years ago, 3 years ago. And Pritam, he always comes darting on a horse and he says, "Hey, dude, I need to do a song." I said, "Bro, I'm in Sydney. I'm not back here for a month. Oh man, we need to do it urgently. So how do we do this?" So he said, "I'll send it to you." And likewise, he sent the song and the lyrics and everything to me. So I heard the song. I was in the hotel, came back. I said, "I'll do it next day." I loved the song without fail. I mean, without any doubt. And next day, I went to the studio. So I was telling Pritam, "Main karun to tu hai nahi abhi to I would sing a song, sing a couple of lines, and play it to him, and then again." So he said, "Yaar, Kicks, this is your song, man. You've done all these." Some of my biggest hits in my life, Zara Si, and I don't know, I mean, so many you've done together, Gangster, Kya Mujhe Pyar Hai. So he says, "I know your space. You also know my space. So this is your space. Just go with it and sing it. Don't think about anything else." The guide track he sung and sent it to me. He said, "Just make sure that the emotions you get right." I said, "Don't worry about that." And honestly speaking, I had my son Nakul and Tamara, my daughter, and Jyoti, my wife. They were all there in the studio room. And my kids are also actually musically inclined. Both of them are learning from Berkeley.
Oh,
And
sweet.
and even then they were very, so they were like, "Dad, this is not sounding good. Dad, that could be better." And as a child, my children are assisting me now today. It's like
Nice.
amazing. But I think you delve deeper inside as a singer, artist, performer, whatever you want to call me. And then because you know that this song rides on you. That's it's a big film. And he told me that this is the backbone of the whole film. So you kind of, say, "Okay, now I have to imagine it in a larger perspective and make sure that it has a connect." So then you don't, what you need to do is, I don't know how to say this because it's always like making a very special dish for a family or for your friends. You don't try too hard, because you overcook it, it's bad. It
True.
has to be just right. So even a song, you have to just let it inside, and within an hour or two, it does whatever it has to for you. If you're struggling longer than that, then it's not happening that day for sure.
Yeah, that's true. So that's what
So,
that was your recipe for recording that song.
yeah, I mean, I said I have to just feel this and go with it. And we did it in about an hour and a half, yeah, the whole song.
How unusual is this scenario that you record without a music director? Like, isn't that part of the whole setup that there is a music director always present in the studio when you're
Yeah,
recording a song first?
mostly that is the case. But sometimes I've done a couple of songs. Have you heard the song of mine? From a film called Das Kahani. It's called "दिन तुम गुमसुम होने लगे जाने किस दुनिया में खोने लगे." Have you heard the song? I
Yep,
mean,
I have. It's
if you haven't,
very,
just
it hasn't been
it's a
played very.
guzzlish, yeah. Now Anand wasn't there. He had to go. Someone passed away or some family thing. He had to go. He said, "Cakes, I'm not here. Bhai tu samal lena." Then I said, "Don't worry. I love the song, and don't worry about it." Because see, there is some kind of, how do I say, there is some kind of a connect, and also some kind of a faith and trust you have. That between a music director and a singer which exists, and it is very special. Neither a singer nor the music director, what should I say, underplays it. or they respect that bond. Both, I would say, it's from both the sides. I will not let him down, and he will not let me down. So we have that thing, you know. So I did that song without him. I've done a few more songs when Pritam wasn't there. He was traveling. He said, "Yeah," I said, "urgently, you have to do it." I said, "Don't worry, bro." So with Pritam also, I've done it. So it's 90% of the time the music director is there because it's like a fun thing. It's a fun day out.
Yeah,
it's a fun couple of hours we spend together, chat, have some chai, grab a lunch together, whatever it is, and then have fun singing it. It's basically, I feel sometimes I'm so blessed, and I feel like it couldn't have been better for me. God's very kind.
Do you think it has to do with the way you have developed your original singing style? Like, mostly, people like Mohammed Rafi, of course, had their own style, but it was always the actor and it fit him so well. But when you're singing, it's like, this is KK's voice, unmistakably.
Thanks, Avedi.
Because that is how I feel. That is what I'm perceiving, that they trust you, all these music composers, because you have such a distinct style and you have honed it over the years.
They tell me, like, this song we made for you, Cakes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they tell me, this is, you sing whenever you can. Like, we also travel, you do a travel, gigs and all that, you're back.
Yeah.
And sometimes you're not okay. So, I'm very honest, I'm very honest to the point, I'm okay to let a song go if I don't think I can sing a song well that day. Because you have to be true to your, other than your profession, your integrity has to be intact about not being insecure about letting a song go. Because, see,
that's big.
At the end of the day, you got to live with a song. If you've done it badly all your life, there are no two ways about it. So, I'm very honest about that. So, my friends in the industry, all my music director friends, have always been very, very kind, have been very, very accommodating. And they kind of tell me, like, Kicks, it's all right, man. If you're not doing today, let me know when you can. We'll get around that time. And we've done, sometimes I've gone, sung a song, I've tried it, and I don't feel happy with whatever it, I'm not feeling very good with the voice. They're very kind enough to say, bro, it's all right, we'll do it another day. Because, see, singing is not something like playing an instrument. You have to be 100%. I'm saying an instrumental is not, it's not that you can't be 100%.
No, but art,
I'm saying,
in general, and music especially, as an art form, it takes, to
you
be in a certain mood. Yeah.
Present, yeah.
Yeah.
You have to be there,
Yeah.
So, either which way, it's like, suppose you're mentally tired or physically exhausted and you can't perform, then boss, don't do it. Yeah, it's all right. And these guys, they understand because they also go through that. They're also doing some other gig, so they all know. So, for me, it's important that I'm at my optimum best when I'm singing a song. And all my life, I believe that whenever I do a song, I'm giving it 120% at least. My buddies, music director friends who I have, they told me this on my face, man, dude, you've been singing for 23 years, you still sound so pretty fresh, all your songs. I did a song for Chichori just recently, for a song called Kalki Himata. Have you heard that?
Yeah, I
hear
recently
it,
heard
it's
it.
Very
yeah,
beautiful. Yeah,
it is.
It's really very beautiful.
It sort of takes us back to Pal, Pal
kind
and
of,
Yaro.
It has this,
it has that feel.
Ring to it.
Yeah.
So, I think it's my ability to kind of, most of us say, just be present at a recording with my heart and soul. And the fact that I only do maybe that much a day, I don't want to push myself to do more because I feel very exhausted after recording. It's not like something that I just go and sing,
Yeah.
It's not like something like a walk in the park. No,
yeah.
It's not.
You just don't
it
go
drains
and
me out
churn
emotionally.
Out song after song.
Yeah, I can't do that. There are people who do that.
And
I'm always wonderstruck when I see people who do that. But it's different for different people.
Yeah,
I feel
true.
More emotionally drained out when I do a song.
Can you recall specific examples where you added something to a song that was not originally conceived by the music director and it totally worked for the song?
In Alvida.
Acha.
Yeah, Pritam had given me a free hand. He said, dude, because he knows I was a rock boy in Delhi. I used to perform with different bands in Delhi. We used to do Def Leppard, Guns N' Roses, to Extreme, to Mr. Big, to Uriah Heep, to AC/DC. Everything, different genres of music. I had three bands, so I used to do different kinds of music.
Acha.
New rock, classic rock. So he knew that I had that rock thing. So he said, KK, this is a song which I wrote, and he played me this song, Alvida, in 1998. We were doing a jingle recording, and Pritam met me, and he said, "Yar, ye gana maine banaya, dekh, tu karega to bahut acha hoga." And I heard the song, just a mukhda, and I said, "Man, I love it. It's like a rock thing." He said, "Yeah, yeah." So, jab bhi hoga na, you'll do it. And this happened. The song happens, I think, almost 10 years or 15 years later.
Right.
And he calls me and he says, "Hey, X, you remember that song we played? We were talking to each other in the loo." I said, "Yeah, I remember." And then it all came back. He said, "The song is final. So I just come and dub it for me." I said, "I'm on my way." And I go there, took Jyoti along, my wife, because I said, "This is a song you'd love to hear, you know." It's such a high energy song. I felt like I was on top of a mountain.
Nice.
And I just jumped off and I flew. That's what I felt when I, especially the Antarave, it takes off so much of energy. I just
loved it.
You know, when I talk about it to you, I can feel the energy rushing. So, yeah, that song was there. Then I would say, Khuda Jaane, where I belted it out and I kind of, I know when I got into the skin, into my, under my, inside my skin, and I just kind of, you know, did something more. Tarap Tarap Ke, I would say, with this guy Ismail told me, "Man, you've done it better than I expected it, and I'm so happy." And that song also took a lot out of me, Tarap Tarap Ke, when I sang that song. Then Aankho Mein Teri Ajab Si, I would say, Tu Aashiqui.
So many songs
where I have gotten into it in some other level. You have Awarapan, Abhi Abhi, Kya Mujhe Pyar Hai, Tu Hi Meri Sab, and of course, Jara Si, all these songs, you know. See, I feel that as a singer, if you don't contribute to a song, then there's no point of me being there. I mean, like, what's the point? Anybody can sing a song, right?
Yeah, that's true. Anyone can follow instructions.
Yeah, if you've called me, exactly. If you've called me for a song, then there's a reason for me to be in it. Oh. So I have to ride that wave rather than be just under the wave. You know, I have to ride it. And I have to ride it in such a way that the glory of the song comes to you. It's not about me as a singer that you kind of, you don't have to notice me. I don't care about that. You know, I don't try to leave any mark as a singer or as KK there in the song. But yes, the song will have an impact on you. That's what I want to leave behind. You'll have to break it. You know, you'll have to break it within you. So for example, if you sing a song like Tarap Tarap Ke or Maine Dil Se Kaha, you know, you have to feel that angst. You have to kind of, and see, all of us have it in us. You look around the world, you see angst all around you. So what do? You just seep it into your system, you know, and you look away because you can't do much to help. You can alleviate a little bit, but after that, those things don't go away. So when those memories or those emotions, they get pent up inside you. So sometimes when people ask me, "Yeah, man, how do you feel a song like this?"
Yeah.
So I find it so difficult to answer that question because I say, how can't I feel a song like this? Because that's how it has to be felt. This is a song which says it's a broken man singing, or it's a broken love there, or you know, it's something about that.
Right.
So when you ask me a question like, how do you feel a song like that? It's like, yeah, I mean, hard to explain because how do you fall in love? You can't explain that. I fall in love with my song every time.
Oh.
I mean, like, every time I sing a song, I'm in love with it.
So you mentioned how you don't prefer recording when you're not in the greatest mood. Have there been times when you haven't liked a song particularly or you feel like, nahi ye karne mein, gaane mein mujhe itna enjoyment nahi milne wala hai. So do you still go ahead and record it when you don't like a song?
Well, there are two sides to it, okay? One side would be, if I don't like a song, why should I do it?
Right.
Correct. But as a professional, I have been called to do a, summoned to do a song, so as to say. And this guy has called me out of respect, out of due faith, out of love, whatever. And I go there and I don't like the song, then I should not let it affect me in that sense because I'm a professional.
Okay.
I don't carry my baggage as a singer or as an artist to a studio because that's not my depth. I don't like that. I'd like to go there as somebody who's a clean slate. You can give me any song you want to give me. I will deliver it to my best ability. If you don't like it, you can always call somebody else and do it. But I will try and do my best. But yes, I've had situations where I've gone to a studio and have sung a song, Mukhda Antara, second Antara suddenly turns out to be some soft porn out there. You know, it's got some shitty lyrics.
Oh my God.
And I said, what the hell happened, dude? What is this? So that guy was a new music director. He says, "Nahi sir, wo gaane mein thoda sa na visual." Maine kaha, visual picture to same hai na. But the lyrics are so crass. No? So I said, look, I'll be very honest. This lines I can't sing, okay?
So
first Antara rakhe, main nahi ga sakta. Nahi sir, mera muhurat gaana hai, mere zindagi ka ye hai. So maine kaha, meri baat kara fir producer se. So he calls the producer. I said, sir, ye bahut acha gaana hai, ye ladka bhi bahut acha gaana kar raha hai. But what are these lyrics? I don't understand. So he also is like, "Nahi sir, wo gaane wo picture mein development ho gaya." Maine kaha, "To aap aisa karo, ye second antra kisi aur se gawa lo."
Oh.
So he says, "Nahi, nahi sir." Yeah, he couldn't understand. I said, "I can't feel these lines. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
I can only justify a song which I feel.
Correct.
It's not about the melody.
Yeah.
But lyrics can't be, I can't sing song which lyrically are trashy." So he got it. He said, "I'll send the lyricist now. Aap lines change kara lo."
Achha.
I said, "Great." I sat there for half an hour. The guy came. We changed the lyrics. I sang the song. And this music director, he came out. He's a young guy. He almost fell at my feet. He said, "Sir, आपने मुझे बचा लिया." I said, "What do you mean?" So he says, "नहीं सर, आपने मेरी इज्जत को रख लिया क्योंकि मैं ये खुद ये लिरिक्स से परेशान था." I said, "Look, boss." I said, "You're new. That's fine. But make sure that whenever you're doing something, na, do it with convictions. Be straight. Say, 'I don't want to do this if this is this.' Only then people will respect you."
Yeah, correct. Because that is what lasts longer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Immediate gains. I think that's all the questions that I needed from you. But
yeah, great, yeah?
If you have 5 more minutes, I have a request.
Yeah.
And this is not for the article, but for my radio show.
Yeah,
and
sure.
If you can hum a few lines and say my show ID, that'll be great. Because I'm going to do a special on you.
All right.
Next week.
Sure, yeah. So what do you want me to say? What does this do?
You can sing something and then you can say, "Hi, this is KK and you're listening to Vidhi's Bollywood Jukebox." That's the name of my show.
Vidhi's Bollywood Jukebox.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, fine. What song do you want me to sing? Anything in particular?
I really love Aapki Dua because it's been playing in my head since yesterday, since the interview came through with Prasad.
Oh,
I'm like,
wow.
Oh man, I love this song.
Oh, it's really, I mean, like, I've never had anybody request for that. I mean, a couple of times maybe because it's like for my album and it's popular, but you know, it's like people prefer to hear Bollywood. Happily,
yeah,
I'll happily sing that for you.
Oh, great. Thank you.
आपकी दुआ दिल हार गया उसके रूप ने भी वार किया काम का था बेकार हुआ क्या करूं हाय दिस इज केके एंड यू लिसनिंग टू मी ऑन विधीज बॉलीवुड जुक बॉक्स
ग्रेट थैंक यू सो मच
यू आर वेलकम
फैंटास्टिक
एनी अदर सॉन्ग यू वांट टू सिंग
Actually, for my friends, if you can sing Yaro.
All right, sir. Yaro, dosti, badi hi haseen hai. Ye na ho to, kya phir? Bolo, ye zindagi hai. Koi to, ho razdar. Begharaz, tera ho yaar. कोई तो हो राजदार
ओह माय गॉड थैंक यू सो मच दिस इज लाइक द हैप्पीएस्ट डे एवर
थैंक्स अ लॉट लवली टॉकिंग टू यू
लवली टॉकिंग टू यू टू एंड ऑल द बेस्ट फॉर योर शो एंड आई होप दैट द जेट लैग गोज अवे सून
ओह या आई होप सो द सेम फॉर यू टू
थैंक यू सो मच Thank you for
Actually,
all your for your time.
No, you take care, yeah.
Thanks.
And yeah, we'll connect sometime. Sure.
Yeah. Thanks. Bye bye.
Bye. God bless you. Bye. Bye.